Welcome to this installment of your personal CSO podcast. It's a great time to talk about security, and I'm your podcast host, Michael Peters, your personal chief security officer. Each episode will bring to you a security brief or guest interview that will provide extra insight into what's happening within the global security community. Focus topics will include security awareness, risk management, the security trifecta, and other related information security topics that reflect current affairs. Now then, let's dig in. Privacy concerns, survey says. A recent survey by the Pew Research Center found that the majority of mobile phone users have uninstalled or avoided applications due to privacy concerns. According to the report, 54% of mobile users have decided not to install an application after discovering the amount of information it collected. Additionally, 30% of mobile users uninstalled an application after discovering that it was collecting personal information that they didn't wish to share. Owners of Android and iPhone devices are also equally likely to delete or avoid entirely cell phone applications due to concerns over their personal information. Interestingly, younger cell phone users were also twice as likely as older users to report that someone had accessed phone in a way that felt like a privacy invasion. This poll follows another survey by Pew that found that users were becoming more active in managing their social media accounts. This is definitely a positive trend that I'm following. There is, however, a serious artificial obstacle I'll point out. It is the smartphone network carrier's control over our devices. Isn't it interesting how you are required to purchase hardware, which is yours, but you cannot manage the bundled applications on it? The carriers deliberately prevent you from uninstalling their bloatware and spyware. For instance, my Verizon Android-based phone comes with several applications that are related to other companies such as Amazon's MP3 player or Kindle services and Blockbuster's movie application. Did you know that these applications are granted permission to retrieve your sensitive log data? Why are those applications relevant to Verizon providing me with connectivity that I pay for? Rhetorical question, I know. There is action that we can take as consumers to protect our privacy and gain legitimate control over our property. How about file an FCC complaint? I've done this, and we shall see where it leads. Root your smartphone. This may be too technical for most, but it does give you absolute power over your hardware. The carriers will most likely void your warranty and banish you from their kingdoms should they discover that you've done so. I cannot confirm nor deny that my smartphone is rooted. You could remain a victim. It's never my choice, but you might resolve yourself to accepting the carrier-induced fate and hope that they don't mishandle your personal and sensitive information. Thanks for tuning in. As always, I'm your information security resource to leverage for internal information security demands, customer security requirements, and even for personal advice concerning secure computing. Until next time, have a good day.